Ever wondered why you and your siblings turned out so differently despite sharing the same parents and home? The answer might be simpler than you think. Birth order profoundly influences personality, relationships, and life choices in ways most people never realize. Dr. Kevin Lehman's groundbreaking research reveals how being first, middle, last, or an only child creates distinct psychological patterns that follow us throughout life. This isn't just theoretical. Extensive studies confirm these patterns, including Frank Sulloway's 26-year analysis of 6,500 historical figures, showing firstborns lean conservative while laterborns embrace innovation. Understanding these patterns offers more than fascinating insights. It provides practical tools for improving relationships, parenting more effectively, and even gaining advantages in business negotiations. Firstborns are family trailblazers, conscientious, organized, and achievement-driven. They're planners who color-code closets and arrive early. As parental guinea pigs, they receive intense focus and high expectations. With adults as their primary role models, they adopt grown-up traits, preferring control, structure, and predictability. This perfectionism drives remarkable achievement. Notably, 64% of U.S. presidents and 21 of the first 23 astronauts were firstborns or functional firstborns. At one corporate seminar I led, 19 of 20 CEOs were firstborns. When addressing the Ohio Society of Accountants, nearly all 221 accountants identified as firstborns. Only children share these traits with greater intensity, becoming little adults by age 7 with exceptional thoroughness and self-motivation. They often read above their grade level with sophisticated comprehension and think in black and white terms, using absolutes like always or never. Socially, they connect better with people much older or younger than peers. Despite Alfred Adler's claim that only children become useless in life, modern research proves otherwise. Presidents Ford and Roosevelt, journalists Koppel and Gibson, and business leaders like T. Boone Pickens demonstrate that only children can be highly successful and influential. Middle children often feel overlooked, positioned between the privileged firstborn and the pampered lastborn. Parents frequently struggle to identify what makes their middle children special, introducing them without the designations given to my oldest or the baby. Family albums typically contain abundant photos of firstborns and lastborns, but few of middle children. What shapes middle children most is the branching off effect. They develop in reaction to the sibling directly above them. If the firstborn is studious, the middle child often becomes social. If athletic, the middle might pursue arts or academics. This explains why middle children embody fascinating contradictions: simultaneously shy yet sociable, competitive yet cooperative. To cope with their position, middle children build extensive friendships outside the family, creating external families where they feel valued. They develop exceptional negotiation skills from years of navigating between siblings, making them natural mediators. Despite feeling overlooked, middle children develop remarkable resilience and empathy. As psychologist Kathy Nessel notes, middle children are tenacious adults because we are used to life being rather unfair. Our expectations are lower, consequently, we are more accepting in relationships. Lastborns typically approach life as outgoing entertainers and skilled manipulators. As family clowns seeking attention through humor, they often conceal their rebellious determination behind a carefree exterior. They exist in the potent shadow of those born before, with parents greeting their achievements with polite yawns. This fuels their resolve to show them through unconventional means. Parents mysteriously relax discipline with lastborns, either from fatigue or overconfidence. This permissiveness enables lastborns to charm their way through obstacles, often manipulating others with plaintive cries like, "I can't do it," particularly with schoolwork, where parents unwittingly hinder development by completing tasks for them. Despite appearing fortunate, lastborns face unique challenges, excessive dependence when coddled, sibling teasing, and the struggle for originality since siblings did it all first. Their independence masks an inner rebel determined to make their mark through disruption rather than conventional achievement. Understanding birth order gives professionals a competitive edge by revealing how different people perceive the world. Birth order influences purchasing behavior. Firstborns research thoroughly and decide methodically. Middleborns conduct moderate research and are influenced by relationships. Lastborns make emotional, impulsive decisions. When selling to firstborns, be efficient and factual. They want specifications and value. Skip the flash, arrive early with well-planned presentations, and acknowledge both strengths and limitations of your offering. Middle children are relational buyers who value genuine connection over hard selling. They appreciate being asked questions and prioritize security and service above price. Build relationships gradually as they need more nurturing. With lastborns, provide entertainment but recognize their short attention spans. They're impressed by prominent clients and respond to visual appeal rather than technical details. They focus on what this does for me and how it makes them feel. The ultimate business secret transcends birth order. Take genuine personal interest in others. This builds lasting relationships. People remember those who connect with them as individuals, not just transactions. The most volatile marriages often involve two firstborns or two only children locked in power struggles. As perfectionists, they fight over minor details from driving routes to household habits, creating constant tension. Research indicates firstborns paired with lastborns make the strongest matches, followed by middle children with lastborns. Studies of 3,000 families show firstborn-lastborn marriages report higher satisfaction. This opposites attract dynamic works well. Firstborns provide organization, while lastborns bring spontaneity. Two middle children often struggle with communication, as both avoid confrontation, leading to decision paralysis. Regular check-ins and structured communication exercises help them develop assertiveness. Two lastborn couples typically face household management challenges. Their spontaneity can create chaos in practical matters, requiring explicit agreements about who handles bills, shopping, cooking, and discipline. Birth order combinations are indicators, not rules. Even challenging pairings like two firstborns can succeed if they consciously divide power. Understanding each other's birth order traits helps partners anticipate conflicts, communicate effectively, and create systems tailored to their unique relationship. The true value of birth order knowledge isn't labeling people, but understanding natural tendencies to better love and guide them. This means celebrating the firstborn's leadership while tempering perfectionism, ensuring middle children feel seen while nurturing their diplomatic skills, and encouraging lastborn's creativity while building their sense of responsibility. Birth order shapes but doesn't define us. Parental treatment, gender dynamics, and life experiences modify these patterns. A firstborn receiving inconsistent attention may develop middle child traits, while a lastborn given significant responsibilities might exhibit firstborn characteristics. Successful families recognize birth order patterns while honoring each child's unique gifts and purpose. They create traditions celebrating individual achievements while fostering group solidarity. Combining birth order science with unconditional love creates relationships where everyone can thrive authentically. Your birth order is a starting point, not your destiny. Understanding these patterns helps you leverage natural strengths while developing in challenging areas. This awareness becomes a powerful tool for growth, connection, and fulfillment across parenting, relationships, and professional life.